Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We started off the show last hour talking about the tragic shooting deaths of three police officers in York County, and two are critically injured. And we're trying to get more information on that. As soon as we get more details, we will. But what we do know is they were ambushed as they were going to a home where it's reported. Now, there's a number of reports saying that there was a woman who lived there with a number of her kids. One of them sounds like somewhere around 16 to 18 years old. I don't have a lot of information, but supposedly this teenage young woman had broken up with a guy.
Right.
He was not taking it well. They reported that he was stalking in a cornfield near the home. So the officers arrive, and there were sheriff's officers and I guess local officers as well. And when they got there, they were ambushed by the suspect, who is reported to have been camouflaged in the cornfield. So three officers were killed. Fire was returned by the sheriff's officer. Two sheriff's office individuals, at least what I'm seeing here, are the ones that are critically injured. The return fire from another killed the suspect. Again, we're waiting to get more information. And it's expected there will be some kind of a news conference today. And we will let you know. But the flags will be at half staff throughout the Commonwealth. It's just a real, real tragic story. And we'll bring you the latest when we get it. Now, we know that it seems like there's a lot of tension every day.
Everywhere.
On the national stage, we have a lot of just divisiveness. There's a lot of, you know, just anger and all this other stuff. And we talked about the canceling, well, indefinite removal of the show, Jimmy Kimmel, at night. Whether it comes back or not, I keep hearing it's indefinite. It is not a cancellation. So we'll see if that's the case. But I want to talk about how, you know, in local politics, this thing seems to trickle down everywhere. There's, very heated conversations that are had. I really hope that people can bring the temperature down everywhere. Here's a headline. I'm looking at WVIA, and they do a great job on news. And the headline is, as tensions escalate, Lackawanna County commissioners call names, argue about budget and reassessment. Now, Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Shermack accused colleague Bill Gaughan of acting like a smartass and threatened to tackle somebody to the ground.
Wait, what? That wasn't on the agenda.
As they debated reassessment and budgeting. All right, so let's calm down. Now, what's really weird about this is that those things happened after Chris Shermack first raised the tragic assassination of Charlie Kirk, the conservative political activist. He said, this is Chris Shermack, our country is far better than this vile hatred and bloodshed. Violence has no place in America. Our nation must remain a safe haven for free expression, where we unite firmly against those forces that seek to tear us apart. And I would agree with him 100%. 100%. But then how do we then get to wanting to tackle somebody to the ground? Now, you know, there's no love loss between Chris Cermak and Bill Guyon. We know that, right?
Right.
I really wish people could, for the betterment of everybody, try to work together. They have argued publicly before. And a lot of anger has to do with reassessment, which nobody likes. Does anybody like all of a sudden having to pay more? No. But let's be honest. If you were to look at this and take your own, you know, kind of vantage point on it, if you and I pay taxes in Lackawanna County and you do, too, Jason. So I'm just going to make that very clear. Nobody likes it, but the fact that there has not been a reassessment in how long is crazy. It is absolutely crazy. Now, what happened was, I guess they were talking about the budgeting and the reassessment, and he wanted, Chris Cermak would like a pause on the implementation of the new property values. He said that they have induced sticker shock. I would agree with him on that. There are people who are very concerned because there's not a lot of information to say this is how much you're going to pay. He said far too many property owners are plagued with errors in valuations for countless homes, vacant land, commercial properties. And look, I think he has obviously is every right to those opinions. And if he wants to ask for a pause. I don't know how that's going to solve your budget hole, though, because there is a huge budget hole. So he asked that they extend formal appeals and, you know, whatever. So he got to speak on that. And then it was Bill Gaughan's chance to talk. He used phrases and words, and I'm looking at the WVIA report here. With all due respect and respectfully, Gaughan called most of what Cermak said either completely false or completely misleading. And he also accused him of scare tactics. And he talked about how owners of only about 4,700 of the county's 102,000 properties appealed new values. So that's less than half that they were expecting. So he said the vast majority of property owners in Lackawanna County clearly disagree with Commissioner Cermak's unsupported assertion that property values determined by the reassessment are incorrect. And then he goes on, and he did talk about, Gaughan sarcastically referred to the Republican commissioner's budget team. I hope to God they fix the calculators from last year, he said, referring to the figures developed by Cermak's team last year. Cermak responded, you don't have to be a smartass. You don't have to have scripts and just be a jerk. Gaughan said he wrote his own statements and tried to get him to stop interrupting. Cermak said, some county residents are preparing to sue. Gaughan said, excuse me, you're interrupting me. It's my time. Cermak said, if you're going to keep respectfully mentioning my name and then beat the crap out of me, I'm not just going to sit here. Gaughan pleaded for order. Cermak said, as long as you don't keep beating up on me, you can say whatever you want. Gaughan said, I'm telling the truth. Now, this is where we get to.
Oh, this isn't even the bad part?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling the truth, Gaughan replied. Cermak says, you always say that. You know, anytime somebody says, honest to God, I'm telling the truth. I know they're lying, Cermak said. If you're going to keep this crap up, I'm going to leave because this is you wasting my time and everybody else. And you're going to say all he does is walk out of the room. Well, yeah, that's because if I don't, I'm going to tackle somebody to the ground.
After
accusing Cermak of threatening violence, Gaughan said he's only rebutting Cermak in a very respectful manner. Gaughan said, you know what this is called, ladies and gentlemen? It's called the debate of opinions. He's obviously flustered because I'm giving you the facts. Anyway, please, let us not tackle people to the floor.
I just said he was going to.
But the point, no, and I know that. And I'm not saying that he would. But again, you started off talking about the tragic assassination of someone who was all about free speech. And you talked about not having hatred and bloodshed. You talked about violence not having any place in America. You talked about a haven for free expression. Well, let's do this in our every... We don't just say it. We must do it. And I get that the two don't like each other. And I'm not even taking a side, except I don't think it's appropriate for people to go to an end where they are even saying that they might be thinking about doing something like that. I mean, I can disagree. And someone can criticize something that I might say without wanting to physically do any harm. And I'm not saying that he ever would have even done it, but why even bring it up? We don't need this kind of fighting. You guys can argue and debate things politically. We don't need that.
Right. I am a fan in a way at times if people have really passionate views. Even if I disagree, if you're really passionate, I respect that. I think that's cool that you're really into it. But have a point. Have a goal. What are you going to accomplish here? What are you just... Because this sounds like we are just eavesdropping on to people who have some sort of personal gripe. And it's not a reality show. This like back and forth seems very personal. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, did they go, okay, look, let's calm down. What is the answer to our question is what I would ask. Because I think they go, what question? We just hate each other.
Right.
Thanks for wasting our time. If you want this kind of nonsensical stuff, I know where you can find it. That's watching WWE. Watch pro wrestling. Stupid arguments turn to stupid fights. And it's inflamed to get you out of your seat. I don't want that from my local government. Sorry.
Please. Yeah. We don't need to get to that point. It's so ironic to start off to talk about how we need to have freedom of expression, but also, not have any violence, not have any kind of that rhetoric. Sometimes you gotta, in politics especially, and we saw it when we saw RFK Jr. on the stand. Well, I'm going to say the stand. It's not the stand. In the hot seat at a hearing. And just as we saw the woman who was fired from the CDC. You're going to have to sit there and listen to someone and many times insult you on both ends, whether it's Kash Patel screaming at, Eric Swalwell or Adam Schiff, and then the other one yelling at him. And sometimes you're going to have people who aren't going to say nice things about you. But you got to be able to have a thick skin and take it. And to say, well, if I leave, I have to leave because I might tackle somebody. No, we don't need to even talk about thinking about it. Let's keep it calm.
That is a whole other thing, too, because those hearings are so important. But again, it's, I ask you a question. They try to answer. They cut them off. Can I answer? It's my time. It's like, oh, it's all show. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you can take the exact same clip and it could be, it doesn't matter what the issue is. If you have a side you think you're on, you're going to go, oh, my side owned that side. No matter what, you're so predictable.
One of the things that can tell you the health of a democracy is the freedom of speech. And it does clearly feel like there is an effort to silence some people. And it happened to Jimmy Kimmel and his show last night. I am not a watcher of the show, but the fact that the FCC commissioner made what I thought was a pretty threatening statement when he was talking to a right-wing podcaster about we can do this the easy way or the hard way. Nexstar, which is in the process of wanting to purchase a bunch of stations under the Tegna brand. It seems another one of the administration's honchos, segundos, something,
Right.
Someone who's out there trying to really lay on heavy against anybody who is in any way critical of this administration. It seems to be the case right now. And that's the only issue I have with this is that it seems that if they have a list. And now he would like them to go to Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers. He wants them next. And it seems like he's going down a list. And the free speech crowd, the people who used to talk about, all speech should be free, have a very different thought right now. So
this isn't First Amendment issues, though. We talk about free speech.
You're not going to jail.
Yeah,
you're
Jimmy
not,
Kimmel's not getting arrested. He's not going to be thrown into, federal custody for a joke.
No.
But you have a powerful entity here going, we have your license and we could do stuff to it, but we hope you make the right decision. Have a good day.
Right.
But, oh, by the way, did you hear what he said? We didn't like that. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what this is. Just imagine if this were a Democrat president who was doing the same thing and saying and coming out and literally listing the targets of the people he would like to see fired. It's not something that I watch ever. I'm not even a big fan of him. But I don't like a world where now all of a sudden we have the police out policing everybody's opinion on everything. You don't have to like what somebody says. You don't. But you don't have to destroy people either. Destroying people altogether. You know, what happened to Charlie Kirk was tragic. It was horrible. And he would be the first one, I believe, to say, let people speak. Let us have that debate. You guys can let us know what you think. 570-883-0098. If you want to give us a call. We get a lot of other things to talk about as well. We could do something a little lighter to kind of go through your comments and thoughts on National Cheeseburger Day. Yes, I'm doing something just a little bit lighter for us all to come together about the best cheeseburgers out there.
Well, this is in a way as for the president. He loves burgers.
Yes, he does like burgers. But I think he just likes good old McDonald's, doesn't he?
And this is for job security. Mr. President, for you.
No, but you know, I think it's McDonald's. Is that not his kind of go-to?
If it's
meal?
Not his favorite, we know Diet Coke's his favorite. If it's not his favorite, he certainly leans toward that when he has to do takeout.
Sure.
That's how it at least appears.
Fast food takeout. But it is National Cheeseburger Day. Johnny Lucas came in to tell me this. Of all the things today, he's like, did you know? And I thought, well, interesting.
It's a genius of Johnny Lucas because he's not a hardcore news watcher, but he'll pick up on this stuff and it's great for days like this.
So
thank you, Johnny.
Where is the best burger locally? Now, some of you may bring up fast food places. That's fine, too, if you love them. Like, I like the burgers at Five Guys. I think they're delicious. I might go broke.
I don't want to run through the credit check that I have to go through to get one now, but I used to like them.
Yeah, but there are people who also have their thoughts on local places that have great burgers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking a lot about a lot of things, so I want to talk about something that really, really is going to affect a good amount of people in Pennsylvania, and it's a very concerning thing. And that is how much your health insurance premium, if you go through the marketplace, Penny is the name of it here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You could see some really huge increases coming up in the new year. And I've been through trying to get to the bottom of this thing. The Pennsylvania Health Insurance Commissioner recently talked with public media for Central Pennsylvania, WPSU. And they were talking about rate increases that insurance companies will be charging in the upcoming year. And they talked to the guy in charge, as we just mentioned, right, the health insurance commissioner here in Pennsylvania. And he said that both the individual market, like the Penny marketplace for individuals that don't get coverage through work, will be affected, as will those who are in the small group market, employers that are generally less than 50 people and they purchase coverage through a commercial insurance plan. So on average, it's looking like 13% up for those in those small group plans. But when they get into what it may mean for individuals, have to get it themselves. This is after the enhanced premium tax credits expire December 31st. And that's what Congress did in that bill. And that's going to expire. And if they allow them to expire, they say that they will see a significant impact, more than the 19% that they're looking at. We anticipate rate increases of 82% or more for a lot of the Penny enrollees, just because that subsidy helped them pay for their insurance coverage. So the enhanced premium tax credits going away. What we anticipate that meaning is that the young, healthier individuals are no longer going to be able to find affordable coverage. And they're going to say, I have school books, I have groceries, I need to take priority if you have housing. They're going to forego insurance. That's what they're concerned about. And they also are concerned when you leave, when you see healthy individuals leave the market, it means the overall market is less healthy. So insurers will raise their prices in anticipation of a less healthy market for next year. So there's just this really awful situation going on. If you lose tax credits here, you could see, people could see the amount that they pay go up 82%. That is not sustainable for many people.
You would think. I mean, if it is sustainable for you, yeah. I mean, it's going to suck.
Yeah, it's really. And they say these are going to hit individuals over the age of 50. Those are pre-Medicare. They don't have the option to go into Medicare. So they say a 60-year-old couple in York, $82,000 in annual income, they will see their premium go from $7,000 a year to $35,000 in a year. $7,000 a year to $35,000.
That's without any of the subsidies.
What the hell? That is not sustainable.
No.
Yes, it is insane.
I've often wondered, like, you know, what would it take for someone to go, for me to say, I'm not going to pay that money for the insurance. $7,000 to $30,000.
Yeah,
you can't.
I mean, and again, for anyone who doesn't know, be able to.
Every time we have these conversations, someone's going to reach out and be like, "Well, get a job." This isn't what this is. This is the affordable care. This is the marketplace.
The marketplace
where
so
you go and they shop. And, you know, having gone through this whole system,
when you don't have
a
job that offers you health insurance,
right? So you can go there, and it is expensive if you don't get the subsidies. It's not great, you know. But it's there, and it's. If you're relying on this, you're probably going, now what?
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Yeah. So it is, if it expires, it is going to hit people incredibly hard in the new year. Did you get one of those letters? Because I've heard from folks who did. And it's shocking how much of an increase it's going to be for people. Inexcusable. Let's hear from Joe Snedeker, Storm Tracker 16, and the forecast through the weekend.
Hi, folks, and good Thursday, and another great day to be alive. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV. How about yesterday? I feel bad. It turned out a little nicer than I thought. Yeah, I mean, it was sunny and near 77. I was forecasting clouds and showers, so I am wearing a paper bag that says loser on it. Okay, you happy? You happy? Today, the forecast is right on. Going to be awesome and sunny with highs near 80. enjoy it. Overnight tonight, low temperatures hanging out near 57. You know, watch what you wish for. Because today in 1965, I Dream a Genie started on TV, on NBC. And if you're wishing for nice sunny weather, it's nice. And your wish is going to come true, but we need some rain. It's not going to happen. Tomorrow, morning clouds, afternoon sun, 75. A beautiful weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. Low 70s by day, sunshine, and temperatures in the upper 40s and low 50s at night. Next chance of rain, maybe later on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, but it only looks like scattered showers. So the rest, my friend, is up to you. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Make it a good day.
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
There you go. 58
hugs.
Degrees.
Hugs, hugs.
At your official weather station, WILK. So it looks like a pretty nice weekend coming up. I'm going to read you the latest news on what happened in York County. This is a rural community. And I would say that this is just shaking people, not just in the Commonwealth, but across the country. It's national news. This horrible shooting that left three officers killed, two seriously wounded. I'm reading it from CNN because as I look around at the latest developments, they seem to have pretty much the most information that I can find at this point. And I'm going to read verbatim for you their report, just because I want to, you know, be clear as to what it is right. that they're reporting. When officers in rural Pennsylvania approached a farmhouse to serve a warrant Wednesday afternoon, they had no idea of the danger they would face as an armed man dressed in camouflage lurked in nearby cornfields. The shooter began opening fire, striking and killing three officers before moving toward the house in York County. Law enforcement officials briefed on the investigation tell CNN. Two more officers were struck, while one was able to return fire, killing the shooter. The exchange of gunfire wasn't a quick ordeal, said witness Dave Miller. He talked to CNN affiliate WGAL. They are in Lancaster. Miller recalled at least 30 shots fired. Miller said he was on his way home. He saw police searching for someone in a barn. Moments later, he heard gunfire and saw people on the ground. My heart was pounding. My heart was pounding, Miller told CNN. And then I looked at all the tall corn next to me and thought, well, if they didn't get him, he's on the run and he could come through the cornfield. Miller described a large police presence descending on the area with officers in riot gear and long rifles arriving in droves. I never thought I'd see anything like that. I've never been to war. I'm not a veteran. It seemed like a war zone. The shootout unfolded around 2 p.m. in North Codorus Township, a pastoral area dotted with small barns and sprawling farmland about 115 miles west of Philadelphia, where Miller said the threat of gun violence was not something residents were used to. Law enforcement officials briefed on the investigation told CNN that officers with the Northern York County Regional Police and the sheriff's office were attempting to serve a warrant to the suspect, the ex-boyfriend of a woman who lived in the farmhouse. The woman had reported seeing the ex-boyfriend stalking the residence on Tuesday, prompting Northern York County Regional Police Department to obtain an arrest warrant and restraining order. Police attempted to serve the shooter with an order Tuesday night, but could not locate him. The shooter appeared to be lying in wait when officers arrived. The shooter was wearing camouflage, according to law enforcement officials. It is not yet clear to investigators whether the shooter was waiting for his ex-girlfriend or the arresting officers. Authorities have not yet identified the shooter or the officers involved. The two wounded officers in critical but stable condition. It's horrible. Horrible. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said he and other officials met Wednesday with the families of the slain officers. This is an absolutely tragic and devastating day, he told reporters. We need to do better as a society. We need to help the people who think that picking up a gun, picking up a weapon is the answer to resolving disputes. So there will be flags at half staff across the Commonwealth. Is horrible.
I can't think of anything scarier than going to do your job and having someone jump out at you.
Like, well, jump out. I mean, well, yeah.
I know, further. But right. I'm just saying, like, just in general, someone jumping out and in this case shooting.
It's a very
just,
dangerous situation.
Yeah. I mean, you can say, oh, they're trained. Yeah, but that's just, you can't train for that, right? So
that.
I think about that all the time in any situation involving police. This is a horrible situation. And I hope the two officers who are still injured, I hope their recovery is going well. And I hope it stays. You know, they said they're critical but stable, correct?
Yeah.
That's horrible news. The governor, I think, said all the right things yesterday. I feel like I felt justified in feeling that way when I saw some people going, I didn't vote for you, and I don't like you, but you said calming words during a stressful time. Thank you. I saw that online. That made me feel pretty good about how he handled that. Just overall, such a tragedy.
It
sad,
really is.
Sad day.
Awful. It is 7:53 at WILK. That was a report. I was looking at CNN.com if you want to see more information. It seemed like they had the most information at this point about what was going on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of you have texted us and you're like, did you talk about Jimmy Kimmel? We talked about Jimmy Kimmel for an hour and about the first hour of the show. Obviously, we started off talking about the horrific tragedy that happened in York County with the three officers killed. But we do have the Odyssey app, AUDACY. You can go back and we'll get back into the discussion as well. But I know some people only have a 20-minute drive, and we certainly did have that discussion and we'll continue to do so. As we finish up here with just a couple of minutes, I just want to mention there's a class action lawsuit that has been filed by Love is Blind, a contestant from the show, a very popular show.
A Love class is Blind. Action lawsuit? Okay.
Yes. Stephen Richardson from season 7 has filed a class action lawsuit in California against Netflix and others, alleging labor violations and inhumane working conditions. Now, Love is Blind, the show where you go on and you share like living quarters with members of the same sex, right? So the guys are in one area, girls are in another area. They're looking for love. You go into pods, you don't see each other, you talk to each other, and then you end up picking someone if all works out.
Sight unseen. But by choice, they're not blind people.
And then you get together after that, and for a number of weeks, you kind of date, live together, and then you decide whether or not love truly was blind, because most of them, it doesn't work out.
I was going to say, do they come on and lie and pretend it works? Because you know that doesn't work.
No, some, very few ever work out. Anyway, inhumane working conditions. And he says the suit represents contestants from season 6 to 9 who Richardson claims should be classified as employees rather than independent contractors. People don't realize they do usually make some money to be on these shows.
Yeah, like some stipend. It might be a couple thousand dollars or whatever. Yeah.
So right now they're independent contractors. They claim they should be employees. According to the filing, production companies controlled the contestants' schedules and exerted complete domination over their time, their schedule, and their ability to eat, drink, and sleep.
Welcome to showbiz, kid.
And communicate with the outside world during the period of employment. They say that contestants' identification, wallets, phones, credit cards are confiscated, preventing them from leaving hotel quarters. Richardson claims production only provided alcoholic beverages while withholding water and food to manipulate decisions for entertainment value.
I was going to say, what is this lawsuit? I wanted to be on TV and didn't read the contract with all these specific rules, and I signed it anyway. But then, I mean, they shouldn't manipulate with food. But that might just be, is it something where they said, I'm hungry, and they go, you'll eat at the scheduled 6 o'clock time. Who knows what it is? But good luck with that lawsuit. I feel like that will be dismissed. Like
people love being on this show because they want all that attention, right? You'll be a star.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.